What's going on? Happy Friday, foodie fam. The Big Foodies with you. I'm Matt, Big Man Biggie here, and BB Shay. Coming to you live from Biggie's Kitchen for now.
Mm-hmm.
Soon to be possible new studio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep on the lookout
new
for
studio
that.
New studio in the works.
Be on the lookout for that. And
in
today,
other words, Biggie's lease is up.
So we're not getting a new studio. He's
no,
yeah.
Yeah. And we have an old faithful friend, pal of ours, the folks at Little Black Dressing Company. Reached out, and we thought, you know, we've worked with them in the past. We did a salad episode.
Just salads.
Where we tried their dressing on different salads. Pretty plain, just, we let just, like, bag lettuce.
Yeah,
let the dressing be the star.
Let the dressing do the talking.
And we got to talking about some other ideas, and for Biggie and myself, a pasta salad is like a, it's essentially just a summer, a classic summer side dish.
Mm-hmm. Anytime we have a cookout, barbecue, always make a pasta salad.
Even if I'm doing, like, during the week, if I'm doing burgers or something,
yeah, pasta
I'll make a pasta salad.
Yeah,
we'll do, like, a meal prep for the week, and we'll do a pasta salad, maybe throw some chicken in there or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we want the star.
But do a little outside
here.
Of the box with it.
So, I took the liberty of cooking the pasta salad base.
Thank you, Matt.
This is as simple as it can be.
Yeah.
Pasta boiled in a little bit of salted water with cucumber and tomato.
Okay.
And that is it. There's no seasonings, there's no spices, there's no nothing.
That's a safe bet.
We will let the pasta, the dressings be the star of the show. Traditionally, I'm an Italian dressing on a pasta salad fan.
Yeah,
I do like a mayonnaise base sometimes
as
well.
Yeah, it depends on, really depends on what kind of pasta salad I'm going with. But yeah, Italian dressing is always, are you a red onion person? Do you put red onion? I like red onion in a pasta salad.
I don't
salad.
Mind a red onion in it a little bit. I didn't have one, so I'm just trying to keep it pretty basic.
Is a distinguished flavor.
And then sometimes
black
people will throw
pasta salad.
No olives. If it is an onion, it's got to be a red onion.
Yeah.
I do like the Italian dressing most, and I don't mind like something with the crunch, so a cucumber or a celery or the red onion.
Yeah.
I
like a good banana pepper thrown in.
That's a good choice. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, when you do the Italian dressing, it's more like spread out. When you do the mayonnaise or the ranch base, it's just compacted together.
BB, I'm assuming that your favorite pasta salad is just plain pasta, no vegetables.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah. BB makes his pasta salad with hamburger meat and ragu.
Red sauce, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know what these spirals are, but they look enticing.
Yeah, I did the tri-cut.
It's a must for whatever reason. It
just makes it look better. They don't taste any different.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into it.
All right.
So I think
we're going to spoon out a little bit on each plate here.
Are you going to be the spoon man?
Sure, I'll be the spoon man. Did I get you too much vegetables there?
No, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Not you. I'm not worried about you.
I'm not worried about you, adult. I'm worried about the child over here.
All right, where do you want to start here?
Wherever, dude.
All right, we'll start over closest to you. We're going to do their Far East Flair, which is orange juice, peanut butter, and ginger twist.
I remember having that.
I remember being a fan of this one, too, yeah.
A little pour on there.
Ooh.
That's a odd add in from BB.
I'm trying to keep it. You don't want to drown it.
I think
that's one thing some people do is they put too much dressing on a pasta salad.
I'll tell you, when it comes to like an Italian dressing on a pasta salad, people can't overdo it.
Yeah. And instead of trying to make six different bowls, normally you would do a pasta salad and you would let it almost like marinate in the salt, pepper, all the spices, all the dressings. But we're going to try to do it as economically as possible.
Economic. Voodoo economics.
I love that flavor from the dressing.
Mmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, bro.
And you know, it does work with a pasta salad, too.
Adds a nuttiness.
Yeah, that's a good start. That's a good way to start.
Adds a little the nuttiness to me. That's something.
The pasta's nice and al dente.
Yeah, well done on the pasta.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something else that I like about that. Is it reminds me, like in this regard, almost of like a Thousand Island.
Yeah.
Kinda. But you really do get the orange and the peanut flavor from it.
Yeah.
Mmm.
That works really well with the pasta.
Good start. So if you're making a pasta salad and you want to do something a little different, Far East Flair from Little Black Dressing might be the way to go.
There you go.
All right.
Next round.
Spoon Man.
Okay. Pasta mix here.
All right, it takes three to tango. This is best of Thousand Island Ranch and blue cheese. So this is kind of the best of the best.
Trying to remember, that might have been my favorite from last time.
This was a good one.
I remember thinking there's nothing like that. This.
Are you guys fans of combining dressings?
Normally, no. I wouldn't. This, when done properly, such as this, I trust the experts. I wouldn't do it myself.
So I'm a fan of, and this feels like a more solid, you're going to keep it clumped together base here. I'm a fan of something that I coined at one point, Ritalian. Put some ranch dressing and Italian dressing down and mix it together.
It's good.
Now, we do have a blue cheese. Blue cheese to us doesn't really fit on it. Mm-hmm. We will not be doing the blue cheese on the pasta salad, but I do think this kind of gives you an idea of how it
and
would
this
be.
Works on it. Again, works well with a pasta salad.
I'm not normally a blue cheese man.
We get a hint of blue cheese, but it's not overpowering.
Yeah. But I think blue cheese is overpowering in itself.
That's good.
Do you guys normally like cheese in a pasta salad?
I like a little shredded cheese sometimes.
I'll sprinkle some Parmesan in there. Or I like a every time.
Every time.
Or I'll like a sometimes a feta.
Yeah. Feta cheese I like. I gotta use feta sparingly though.
It's pungent. It's like a blue. Yeah. Pungent.
Why don't we get some fresh plates for the next?
Can do.
I appreciate you addressing me in the pasta salad questions. You can stop though, because I don't eat pasta salad. This is the first time I've ever had pasta salad.
Ever?
Forever, yeah.
I've made it for company outings and you've never had it?
No.
You don't eat cold pasta?
No. I mean, unless.
No. He'll eat cold
pasta. Unless it came, from like Carrabba's or something. You know.
For the record, folks, Carrabba's does not have a pasta salad.
Oh, just meant cold pasta in general. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'll eat some leftover pasta.
All right, now this one, let me tell you. This one is the one that I went crazy for the last time we worked with them. The Dreamy Creamy Vinaigrette.
Oh, yeah.
So salad dressing, veggie dip, the Dreamy Creamy Vinaigrette.
And I'd like to say a thank you for sending extra bottles, because I will be keeping
those. Oh, yeah. They know what's up.
You can tell it's good when after we stop filming, it's like, all right, who gets what?
Sometimes we try stuff and we're like, all right, get the trash bag.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like, all right, we're going to have to fight over it. We're pretty civil.
Yeah.
When it comes to some of the disbursement. That, to me, is similar to the Ritalian that I make, but that's got the Thousand Island flavor in it too.
This feels like a good, especially good pasta salad.
This is killer on
dressing.
Pasta salad.
Yeah. Not too heavy. I'm actually more interested now, BB, in your opinions because you don't eat pasta salad.
No.
So what do you think?
I've liked everything so far. This is really good.
The vinaigrette.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was sweet. Mm-hmm. And it was fresh, too.
Well, and that's the thing about Little Black Dressing is you're not getting the Hidden Valley.
Yeah.
No.
Fresh.
They care about the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to the way they care about the ingredients of the Berry Patch.
Also perfect time. Summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Milkshake time.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh fruit time. Fruit salad time.
Here's what you need to do. Go to the Berry Patch and get the veggies for your pasta salad and then put in the Little Black Dressing.
Bingo.
Flavor to go on it because you're going to be happy. Yep. While you're there, snag your ice cream, snag your produce, snag your candles, snag your crack dip. BB Shea loves that crack
dip. That's right. It's crack dip season.
Crack dip season.
Crack dip summer, baby.
We don't promote drug use, but if you can get some hands on some crack dip.
Why not? Enjoy
get
it.
Get it going. Worldslargeststrawberry.com.
I will say this.
Thank you to the Berry Patch.
I feel like the vinaigrette is a July. I almost have it in months. Break it down by months of summer.
You know, I put way too much on it.
And spring. July, August for the vinaigrette. Because you need something light.
Yeah.
You need a lighter...
That's a light
one. A lighter fare.
That's a light one. Yeah. That, by a pool?
Yeah.
With a hot dog? Get out of here.
You ever put pasta salad on hot dogs?
No, I would. Can't say I have, but, you know, there's
I'm not against it. All right, this one we've got the honey. It's BB. Dijon dill. This is salad dressing marinade. So this would probably be killer. That's the next thing we need to do, a little black dressing.
A little marinade.
It's marinades and chicken in it.
Well, I have good news. At our new studio location, grilling will be an option. So maybe we can fire up the old grill and try some.
That's right.
Boy. This.
Ooh, I like that
this
smell.
Has the... Yeah.
That smells great.
This has the look of a pasta salad dressing. Because there's a look to it.
I like your use of tomatoes and cutting them.
Thank you. You want to spread them out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to bite into the cherry tomato and just make a mess.
Again, this is a good light pasta salad dressing. They've all been good, but the last two are really...
Mm-hmm.
Mmm.
The Far East Fair, I would have that 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
That marinated with some chicken? Yeah.
Mmm. This is really good.
The flavor on this, the Dijon sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have never in a million years thought, you know what this needs? Pickle. But the dill
it
in
it? Adds just enough.
I know you're a fan of this sandwich. Put this on a Cuban.
Yeah.
That'd be good. I'd be good on just a turkey sandwich.
Because I don't like pickles, but the flavor of pickles I like.
The dill.
Yeah. I think we're finally getting to a point where you can kind of separate pickle and dill.
Agreed.
Because it always was just, I think they were together, but now you see something with a little dill in it. It's got a good flavor.
I agree.
Without it being a pickle.
He won't touch him.
He won't touch him.
He won't eat a
I've been eating my son, when I made this yesterday, walked up to me and said, can I have some cucumbers and some tomatoes? And I said, sure.
Are you scared of what it'll do to your body?
I said, we'll appreciate you eating those out of this dish. Like, if this could have been just pasta. See, to me, then you're just making pasta. It needed to be a pasta salad. We had to have some kind of
veggie. I'm eating them with the pasta. It's getting eaten. Just chill. I'm
caught around it. I'm not eating it with it. There's no with it.
You're worried your body will reject it.
No.
Can't have it.
What has he done? What has he done now?
All right. This one I'm excited about, the Remarkable Ranch.
Here, I'll take some of the vegetables.
I'll tell you what I like.
Get them all out, yeah.
It's like a good, like when you're doing ranch dressing.
There you go. I'll let you scoop your own.
Thank you, appreciate you.
Normally, when I go to a restaurant, I want what my wife and my friends have dubbed that good thin ranch.
Not
a ranch man.
I'm not.
So he cannot relate. When you go to a restaurant, I like a good thin ranch.
I do wonder if you'd like thin ranch BB better. Is it the thickness that gets you sometimes?
That's the taste.
It's really not.
Okay. I'm trying to sell you on it and just ain't happy. Yeah.
But.
Oh, man. But I do it for y'all.
Restaurant, I like a thin ranch, but there's something about just a homemade bottle. Like, if you're looking for like chain, the Kins, thicker, this is that thickness that just covers and immerses your food the way that I want it to.
But it tastes fresher to me.
Oh, so fresh.
Way fresher.
Here's the other issue I run into with these fresh, all natural ranches. They taste like oil. Mm-hmm. They taste like they came from the dirt. Like, no, it didn't.
This still
tastes like a good ranch.
Again, good for a pasta, but this would be a heavier pasta salad to me that I would probably add, like, a little bit of cheese, maybe some bacon, chopped up some bacon, put it in.
Yep. No doubt. Even putting some chicken in there.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's really good.
All right, so we got one more. BB's trying to leave a couple pieces of pasta now so we don't just judge him.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh boy, I'm full.
See? I'm not eating everything. I'm not just leaving the veggies.
BB, you want a fresh plate?
No. My dirty one's on
no.
the
No, I'm good.
Well, I'm good with this.
All right.
He's going to barehand it now. He's just like, I'm done.
Call it quits. All right, so this is the Cowgirl Ranch, Sweet and Smoky Barbecue
Ooh.
Ranch. It's a new flavor. We did not have this the last time we tried that salad. This is definitely a thicker.
I said, still good for pasta, but that would be I'd make a heavier pasta salad.
Yeah.
I'd add in a little extra. Oh, look at that.
Let me tell you, the look of this on this pasta and a pasta salad, this looks divine.
Maybe BB you become a ranch fan, a little variation of it. Dang, son. That's good.
I'm kind of glad we saved this for last.
Yeah, that's really good.
That barbecue? You look at it and you think Chipotle Ranch. It's not.
Yeah.
It truly is like a barbecue.
It has a little bit of that ranch, but it's got a kick different. Mm-hmm. It's a different. It's hard to explain, but it's different. It's good. BB.
It's almost like you dusted chicken strips
mm-hmm.
and barbecue chips.
I'm trying to think of what it reminds me of, and I just can't come to think of the words.
What do you think, BB?
Look, dog, I don't like ranch. I'm keeping a buck. That's just me.
This doesn't give me much of a... I mean, it gives me ranch,
this doesn't
not,
give me ranch vibes.
It's different.
It's not barbecue sauce because it's not, like, smoky or mesquite mm-hmm. or anything.
Oh. Did you hear it? Don't worry, BB. You can stop now.
He stabbed the tomato, and it made the most non-appealing sound for like, this man that he could ever possibly imagine.
I like, by the way, that Matt, knowing BB, did not tell us beforehand. He said, don't worry, I'll boil some pasta. Yeah. He did not tell us he was going to put in the tomatoes or the cucumber.
Boy, they're easy to pick around if you mm-hmm. needed to.
I figured it wasn't just going to be pasta. Like, I figured there was going to be something in there.
It's a pasta salad for a reason.
Hey, listen.
You know what's funny is, in my mind, I went, but he throws in some tomatoes and cucumbers, which was right. In BB's mind, I picture him going, he's got to add some salami and cheese.
There's the pepperoni slices. There's the baby ham.
It's going to be a lasagna. That's what it's going to be.
Two totally different ideas.
he's bringing me chicken parm. That's what it is.
We're going to smother chicken parm in dressings.
I'll tell you, this episode has been A, delicious, and B, really entertaining.
Very entertaining.
To BB Shea.
Very entertaining. Thank you for that, brother.
Of course.
Well.
All right, so if we had to go with like a top one, top two, top three.
I don't even know where to begin.
Let me tell you, I think the one that I enjoyed the most on a pasta salad was the Dijon honey mustard dill.
Yeah, that to me would be my... So again, I put mine in different categories because if I was making it... If it was a really hot July, August, I'd put that on a pasta salad with nothing but veggies. That smoke, that last barbecue ranch.
The Cowgirl Ranch.
Cowgirl Ranch. I'd put that with some...
I'd put that on a Thanksgiving Day table.
Yeah, as just a dressing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for so I would. But as far as pasta goes, I'd make that, but I'd add in some meat.
Yeah.
And I'd make it a heavy, heavy pasta salad. But those two are my...
I wonder how good that would be with like a pulled pork in a salad. Because I like barbecue salad.
Yeah.
You know, it's from barbecue restaurants.
Yeah.
But normally it's just ranch.
Yeah.
But there's something about... And I love the...
Far East Flair. It's great. I think that's...
Really, all of them are.
I think the two that I would see most as like your tradition... Like, you expect it to be a pasta salad that you're not going to have to explain to somebody while you're doing it would be the Dijon dill and the creamy, dreamy vinegar.
I'd put it out and just not tell anyone. Just see what they think. I mean... I think people would come up and tell you, oh, what's different in the pasta salad? Well, you know it's different. It's not just the old Italian that you're used to.
Well, and I think the difference is going to be like those two, when you make it, nobody's going to question it until they try it and see how good it is.
Yeah.
They're going to see these others and be like, what is that?
Yeah.
Now, it makes it look a little different.
I think for those who like dipping their fries and like chicken fingers even in ranch, that barbecue ranch there would be a great switch up too.
Yeah. Because it's different than a Chipotle ranch. Yeah.
That'd be good on a chicken wrap, which we've done too.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be perfect for a chicken wrap.
I agree. Man. So all once again, these little black dressing coming.
Coming through strong.
So you're looking to jazz up your pasta salad summer. Do it with Little Black Dressing.
Mm-hmm. Here's some fantastic ideas, some recipes. Obviously, we went as basic as we could. Mm-hmm. You can spice up your pasta, leave out your vegetables, and add, you know, capicola.
Now listen, if BB's coming over.
Gabagoo!
If BB's coming over, just make chicken parm.
So, the big foodies, as always, thank you to the Berry Patch. Thank you to Little Black Dressing for helping us out with this episode. If you'd like to get in on the big foodie swag, we've got free merch!
Well, it's just a sticker, but yeah.
It's a sticker, and if you want one, BB can have it to you within 5 to 10 business months.
Those are my favorite messages.
We get that constantly now.
Hey! Guys, talk about a sticker.
The engagement on our videos and posts has gone through the roof, and it's just people bitching that they haven't got their sticker from Barry.
It is true, because it's like, you have a new comment on your video. I'll be like, oh, well, let's see who commented. And it'll be like, I asked for a sticker 6 months ago.
Who won this draft? I'll tell you who's losing this draft. It's me, because I can't get drafted a sticker.
And please don't put your address in the comments.
Don't do it. Please. Don't do it. We don't want people knowing where you live. Follow us on social media platforms. We posted a really cool TikTok of our trip down to Mi Pueblo not that long ago. That got some nice buzz. We might try to do some more of that. Follow social media, all podcasting platforms. We appreciate you for being a fan of the Big Foodies. Matt B. and BB Shea. And we'll see you next week.